There is powerful niggardry at work here.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 66 of Chimp Out Radio. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupig.
I command our black nigga soul back to the depths of hell.
Tonight, we're going to talk to Kid Clorox.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
Man, I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife deck, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Hey, it's good to be back on Chimp Out Radio. How's everything going there, Whitey?
It's going excellent.
Awesome. Hey, you know, we got that contest going for the entire month of February where you can win the radio contest award that nobody's ever won. And what you have to do to get that is you have to dethrone me in the Chimp Out Arcade.
That's right. DJ's the current king. And as of now, he has 19 high scores. Get in there and knock his ass off the pedestal, and you will be the first recipient of the new custom made radio winner award.
But it's not as easy as it sounds. We've got a few contenders coming up here. Looking at the leaderboard in the arcade, and number 10th place, we have White and Proud. Exorcist is right behind it in 9th place. And our rising star, who might just end up dethroning me, is our one and only lovely and talented Miss Anne at 8th place.
Yeah, you better get your game on if you want that prize.
I know. Coondog is another one that's going. He's got the current Raiden X championship award, and he is in 7th place with 12 top 10 finishes. Not bad.
All right, congrats, Coondog.
Yep. And in 6th place is Nigger Death, followed by Swanky at 5th, and 4th place is Jig Rigger, and number 3 is Say No to Niggers. Then right behind me is Dead Nigger Storage, and he's very close. He was actually the reigning champion for a while there. He's got a whopping 16 third place finishes, 7 second, and 11 first places. So if he can do it, he's going to get the coveted radio contest award and the King of the Arcade award.
Yeah, the King of the Arcade award was created on a suggestion from Dead Nigger Storage, so he needs to get his ass in there and step up his game.
That's right.
And knock you down.
Yeah, and take back that award, because there's only one King of the Arcade award, and whoever is the reigning king gets that on their profile.
Yeah, we just move it around in the admin panel. Whoever is the current king gets it, and whoever gets dethroned gets it taken away.
Yep, so if you win this month's radio contest award, you get the King of the Arcade award and the radio contest award. So, Chimpers, get out there, get in the arcade, and see what you can do.
And the radio contest award is permanent. That one does not get taken away.
Who's with us tonight?
Tonight we have Kid Clorox. He's going to stop by and say hello to all the Chimpers.
Hey, that's awesome. We have not talked to him yet.
No, he's a fairly new member, but he's racking up a lot of posts quickly.
Yeah, he's a good poster, so we're going to call him in a minute.
All right.
Hi, this is Thinking Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglide.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Intolerant.
This is Lady Coon Thresher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks. This is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Kid Clorox is with us tonight. Kid Clorox, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Chimping out.
Hey, good evening, dude.
How do you do?
Kid, how long have you been on the Chimp Out site?
Actually, not that long. And, you know, it's funny because I never knew a site like this existed. I found it through Miss Ann's blog.
Really?
That's it.
Well, how'd you find Miss Ann's blog?
Oh, man, the proliferation of anti-NIG sites online nowadays is increasing exponentially, and I stumbled across it.
That's great. Well, we're glad you found your way to us, and we're glad you're with us tonight. It was just kind of a coincidence. Whitey and I were just talking about that really awesome animated GIF that you made.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the Chimp Out Radio smiley, and it's a little smiley guy turning on a radio, and the sound waves are blowing a nigger smiley up.
Yeah, you did a good job on that. Let's see if we can get one of the super admins to add it to the smiley list.
And you did it in what, like a half an hour?
I'm polishing up my Photoshop skills. Hey.
Well, we were impressed, and we saw that you were online, and we wanted to get you on the show, so we're really glad that you were able to make it tonight.
Well, I'm glad to be on the show. I wish I could get my brother on here and we could relate some good nigger stories.
Because you grew up in the South, right?
Correct.
And so you've probably been around niggers your whole life.
I remember when they brought them into school. I remember rubbing a top of a nigger's head and going, "That's just like the carpet at our house."
Except your carpet smelled better.
Oh, that's true. They didn't put so much of that Jerry Curl and Afro Sheen shit on their head back then.
Wow.
That was 60s, man.
So you remember a time when you had an all-white school.
Correct.
What was it like?
In the 60s, they weren't the obnoxious assholes that they are now. I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. Over time, they've just become more and more feral. They're like rabid dogs now. When I was a kid, they were pretty much like everybody else except niggers.
Well, they would have to keep themselves and maintain a sense of decency or they'd get the shit beat out of them.
Yeah, there was a particular name for the kind of fruit that grew on trees. You know, you would find it hanging from the trees. I can't remember it. But
oh, Mississippi windchime?
Yeah, something along those lines, but oh boy. Now look at what, the Genesis, some kid hangs a string made up like a noose from a tree, and Al Sharpton and Jesse come down to Jenna, Alabama or wherever it was. Christ, what can you not do to offend him nowadays?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I remember we had one black girl in my elementary school, and I only went there till fourth grade, and then it closed, but she had to be about 400 pounds in the fourth grade. I mean, she was just a big, mean, nasty. Everyone in school hated her. She was, you know, obviously fatter than everyone, but she was about a foot taller than every other kid in that grade. And she would go around and just punch the little girls. And I mean, you're in fourth grade. That fucking King Kong scared the shit out of you.
Well, yeah.
It's like those white man cartoon or the drawings, you know, if niggers are so underprivileged or why are all of them grossly obese, you know?
Right.
They're obviously not starving.
You know, if niggers had human emotions, they would look at their starving cousins in Africa that are dying of malnutrition and they would do something. They would send some money over there or something. But do you think any nigger has ever given money to any of those nigger charities? I'm sure not.
Look at organ donations. Niggers have the highest rate of kidney failure in the United States, and they are the lowest rate, I mean, so far as percentage-wise of donors, they're at the very bottom.
Well, yeah, who wants a nigger part?
Well, you'd think at least another nigger would, just to stay alive. So.
True. I think if I ever had a nigger part installed in me, my body would just reject it. It would just spit it right out.
Well, and then Chimp Out would reject you, too.
That's true.
Rather have him graft parts from my German Shepherd onto me. Thank you.
That would actually be cool.
Then you go around humping everybody's leg.
What? I do that now.
Mud dick your leg. Okay, well, yeah. Hey, a nigger will diddle an alligator, someone will drain the swamp. Jesus Christ.
A nigger having sex with an alligator. That's a funny thought.
Well, I mean, my God, look on the forum. There's just too many examples of them screwing animals,
yeah.
Dead people,
yeah.
Their prepubescent female relatives. I mean, yep. Come on.
Their newborn children.
Or their neighbor's kids.
Yeah.
Well, you read, you know, that's the cure for the skinny disease in Africa is to have sex with a virgin. Well, you know, what is the joke about a West Virginian virgin, a girl that can run faster than her brother? Well, when they can't crawl away from you, it's kind of hard to get away from.
That's true.
We need to come up with a contest or some kind of thing on the forum. What's the most fucked up thing we found a nigger raping?
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, inanimate objects, a bowling ball, a doorknob.
An ottoman.
Yeah, an ottoman.
Oh, my. Yeah, like they say, the list of what they want is shorter than the list of what they will.
They raped a chicken in that one music video. Remember that? It was French.
Ooh.
Yeah, they plucked it and fucked it.
Is that from Haiti?
It was from somewhere down there, possibly Haiti. I don't know where it was, but
yeah, I think I saw that. That was Haiti.
Whose avatar is it of the nigger humping the bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? I always love that.
Oh, that's I think that's Niggeroo.
Well, okay. For example, hospitals and X-ray tech. Oh, every X-ray tech in the world has a collection of X-rays of people with foreign objects.
In their butts.
Right.
Yeah.
An emergency room. Oh, the stories they could tell you. Oh, the nigger that came in there and his tools stuck in the vacuum or, you know.
Yeah. I slipped and fell on my vacuum.
I worked in an emergency room in South Bend, Indiana. And there was this one nigger came in there and he had eggs stuffed up his ass. We called him the Easter Bunny.
When my mother was young, my mother was a candy striper. She thought she was going to be a nurse. Okay, so she's a candy striper at a hospital. A nigger fag comes in there with a Coke bottle shoved up his ass. Jeez. Well, when he went to pull it out, it created a suction and it was pulling his intestines into the Coke bottle.
Oh.
So,
they thought maybe they could drill a little hole in the bottom of the Coke bottle that they could see and release the vacuum.
Have you ever tried to drill glass?
Yes.
It shattered. They had to take it out in pieces.
Oh. Well,
that's so wrong.
As soon as he got home, he probably put another one right up his ass.
Bye. 50.
You're 50?
Yeah, I'm 50. When I was a child, I swear to God, right outside of town, there was a billboard for the Klan. It was called, and I don't want to give anything away, but it's called Knights of the White Camellia.
Huh.
It was a Klansman on a rearing horse holding a flaming cross. And, whoa, you know, occasionally out in the country visiting relatives, you'd run across old gas stations, and they'd have white and colored bathrooms still.
Fucking way. Serious?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Hey, we had a mammy, because that was the thing back in the day in the South. You hired some black woman to, you know, anybody could afford one, you know. And she came and, you know, did the laundry and mopped and whatever. And I actually stayed with my mammy one time to see, you know, went to a black church, a bunch of big fat black women with the printed fans fanning themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But and, they were more tame and civilized back then. Now they're just out of control.
Well, that's because of liberals, man.
Yeah, I know.
If someone's going to give you everything, what incentive do you have to improve yourself, you know?
True.
Well, and they were kept under, you know, under the whitey's thumb back then, so they had to behave or they'd end up at the end of a rope. Now we can't do anything to them. I mean, you look at them wrong and it's a hate crime.
Oh, you got to speak in code or else, you know, I saw somebody posted on the site, those who cannot be seen in the night. Yeah, I guess that's code.
That's a good way to say it.
That's he'd be grinning at you and shit.
We were calling them Canadians for a while.
Really? My code word was ninjas.
There you go.
Yeah.
My brother and I always refer to them as B2s because there was a study some guy did so far as intelligence. And I can't remember who were the A1s, but us white guys were the A2s. And, you know, it was a pretty racist study, but the blacks were at B2, and I don't know that there was a B3 or a C1.
Hey, chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet. All right, this one comes to us from Count Nigula. It's 11-month-old pickaninny eats Coke.
And we're not talking about Coca-Cola, I take it.
No, because you drank that.
Okay, what happened?
An 11-month-old's mother says her son ingested cocaine found under the bed of a Virginia motel room.
Hmm.
Probably after the mom left it there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's more to the story, though.
Oh, yeah. Jamai, stupid nigger name, Portis, came to Virginia Beach, Virginia, with his mother, April Portis, to meet his grandparents for the first time. Wait a minute, he's 11 months old and he's just now seen his grandpappy and grandmammy?
Well,
probably had to find out who the fathers were, so he knew the grandparents were.
Maybe he had to wait for him to get released from prison.
I'm browsing that particular story on the forum here, and yeah, there's more to it than just finding the Coke spoon.
Oh, yeah.
So it was on a spoon.
Yeah.
Residue.
Jamai or Jahami? It's spelled two different ways in the same story. Jahami is teething, and his grandmother was first to notice him putting a spoon in his mouth. She looked at it, and she's like, "Look at this," April said. "I took it from her. The back of the spoon was all burnt up, and the top of the spoon was the residue from the cocaine on it." April called the police, and they said that the spoon tested positive for cocaine, and ambulance rushed Jahami to the hospital.
Now, here's the point. Would any white person look at this spoon and know that this had been used for cooking Coke? I guess that's one of those nigger life experiences. You find those kind of things laying all around the place.
It's like common nigger sense.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, they probably put it in the kid's mouth because it was teething, and they said, "Have some Coke on a spoon. Eat it.
That'll numb it up."
But it's burnt, the residue. What? It's nasty. Like you batter the cake and give the kid to lick the spoon. Well, you
burn the Coke and then give the kids a licking spoon.
Yeah, here you go. Lick that spoon.
Well, are they sure it was Coke? Because do you cook Coke?
I don't know. Do you cook it to make it into crack or something or what?
I don't know how they turn it into crack. I know it involves baking soda, but I don't know how they turn it into crack. But I thought you cook heroin in a spoon.
We're going to have to find a really experienced nig as a reference. Huh? Hey, is this common where you come from?
Right. So what? Was it made good or did it survive?
No, it survived. Nothing bad happened to it.
Any arrests?
No. The hotel motel gave her a refund for the first night and moved the family to a different room, only to find more disturbances.
What now?
The maid was kind of bent down like this, saying, "I don't see anything. I don't see anything." And when I went like this, that's when a crack pipe fell out of the other side of the bed on the floor. What do they expect if they're renting rooms to niggers?
So, wait a minute. So they had a spoonful of crack in the one room, and then they moved into another room, and they found a crack pipe in the bed?
Yeah, maybe it was an adjoining suite.
But the thing of it is, and it gets into it further on the thread, is it's nigger lotto, which, yeah, we don't think like that. We don't go out trying to set up situations where we can cash in, or at least most of us don't.
Right.
Oh, speaking of nigger lotto, there was that other story today where they caught that Shibun ripping a ear off a teddy bear in a hospital.
She did it in a children's hospital, called on videotape, and then requesting assistance because the baby's not breathing. Munchausen by proxy, I think that's called. It's how they get attention for themselves.
Hospital officials at MUSC say 17-year-old Somerville mother was arrested after she stuffed a piece of cotton down her child's throat and walked away at the children's hospital last Friday. 17-year-old and a mother. Shocker.
Yeah, and no baby daddy.
Well, she's almost a spinster.
Yeah, by nigger standards, that's right. She's an old maid.
She should be a great grandmother by now.
So the kid was in the hospital because it was pregnant.
Oh, God.
It was having a hard time burping.
Yeah. So what? Why did she do this? What happened?
We don't know why yet, but when the video was reviewed, officers say they saw Younginger tear a cotton ball-sized object from a stuffed animal's hat and push the object into the baby's mouth. According to the report, after several seconds, Younginger pushed the object further into the child's mouth and walked away. According to MUSC officials, the reason the baby was under video surveillance was because the child had suffered from numerous life-threatening episodes.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's a nigger. It's probably been shot a couple times. Ate some coke off a spoon.
Yeah, ate some coke out of a spoon.
The twist of it is she came back requesting assistance seconds after doing it, after the baby's not breathing.
So do you think she was trying to get a nigger lotto thing going? You know, I kill my baby and blame it on the hospital.
Yeah, everything with niggers has to do with money or attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The word attention, Munchausen by proxy. You know, oh, everybody pay attention to me and be sympathetic.
Oh, here we go. The suspect explained that her daughter was admitted into the hospital 2 weeks ago because she frequently quits breathing or starts choking. Now, why can't we breed this trait into niggers?
Really?
Younginger also said that her child had been doing this for almost her entire life, and that she herself was proud of herself because she had become good at performing CPR on her baby so she didn't die.
Wow. So she took this horrible thing, she's murdering her baby, and turned it around to say, look at me, I'm doing something good.
Yep.
I'm fine with that as long as she does it with all her kids.
Yeah, and gets it right one of these times.
Just like a nigger, can't get anything right. She wants to offer a little sprog, and she can't even do that. How hard would it be to kill a baby?
I know.
Cotton, you can breathe through that. I suggest paper towels.
Wet ones, maybe.
A nice Home Depot plastic bag.
There you go.
Come on, nigger, you can do better. Ghetto lobster, that motherfucker. You got to put a pot of boiling water somewhere. You got a microwave?
Oh, that's another story.
Yeah, China Arnold.
Oh, my.
Put her own baby in a microwave and turned it on and killed it because she didn't want the father to realize that it wasn't his kid.
Well, she stated for the record that she had, in fact, saved her child's life 2 times while in the hospital. So what are the rest of the people? Oh, you know what you're doing? We'll leave you with your kid. We got other better things to do.
But they caught her on video, even. It's doing it. How do you deny that? You can't.
Well, she told the authorities that the nurses had accused her of harming her baby.
Well, they were right.
That's why she took it to the hospital and did that. Because she didn't know there was a camera there. She figured, hey, I'll take it to the hospital. That way they can see that I didn't do anything.
Didn't do nothings.
And when it happens while it's at the hospital, they can't accuse me of anything. Little did she know that Whitey Juju had put a camera in there.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So they arrested her and took her to the jail cell. And what happened there?
Oh, she said she was going to faint.
Yeah.
So I guess she needs hospital assistance herself.
So they took her into a room that also had a camera on at the police
Again?
Station. Yeah, and she didn't realize that she was on camera. So after the cops left the room to go answer a phone or something, the camera showed that she looked around to make sure nobody was watching. Then she lowered herself onto the floor and then kicked a chair so it looked like there was a struggle and then pretended like she fainted.
Oh.
Didn't do nothings.
Nothings
Those
at all.
Damn video cameras, I swear.
You know what? She'll probably get some shyster lawyer and sue for a violation of privacy because they videotaped her without her permission while she was trying to choke her kid out and fake a fainting spell.
While she was busy telling the hospital staff that she had done their job for them twice while she was in the hospital.
Wow.
So.
What a nigger.
Video cameras. They just... I mean,
maybe we could get her a job as a daycare provider or a nanny.
For niggers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnig.
And you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for joining us. A special thanks goes out to Kid Clorox for being an awesome guest this week. If you would like to be on Chimp Out Radio, simply contact either me, DJ Stupnik, or Whitey's Fed Up, and we will arrange to have you on the show. If you have contacted me in the past and were expecting to be on the show and I didn't get back to you, my apologies. I tend to be a little disorganized from time to time. When I moved to my new place, I lost a lot of my contact information. So if you talked to me in the past about being on the show and would like to be on, definitely give me a PM and we will set that up. Still time left in the February Radio Contest Award. If you want to go to the arcade, the tab is located at the center at the top of your screen. Go to the arcade. We've got like 50-some games on there. Lots of fun. You don't have to enter the contest if you don't want to. But it is a chance to win a cool prize, and you can listen to Chimp Out Radio while you play the games. Don't forget, free speech hosting is available for your blog. You have a message you would like to get out to the masses but are afraid of TOS violations on other hosts, don't worry. You can say nigger all you want. It's only $10 a month, and you can get your voice heard around the world. Contact an administrator at chimpout.com. If you would like to take part, all proceeds go to supporting chimpout.com. Don't forget to visit our sister site, which is chimptube.tv. It's our video hosting portion of ChimpOut. And you can upload your videos, and you will not get banned for saying nigger. Well, that's it, chimpers. We will see you next Sunday. Take care of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers.